אבל חוציה, ביסוך חוציה. שואל היין ביסוך למוך. סוך הרחס בישואל הרחס. ומייס. So in other words, three situations the Mishnah mentions. One is if you were shael for one half of the day, and the schiras was for the other half of the day, or he was shael the poor for one day, and this was secharet for the next day, or sochar achas bishual achas. In other words, two different poors for the same day, for the same hour. But one pore was Bethira Shaila and one was Bethira Schiras. Now, so the Shainim discuss different situations in each case. For example, Shalach Hatziyein Bisocho Hatziyein. There are three situations you can visualize. One is the first step of the day, it is Bethira Shaila. The second step of the day, it is Bethira Schiras. The other situation is just the reverse. The first step of the day is Bitei Aschiras. The second step of the day is Bitei Ashai. The third situation is where the Mashal says to the Shea, it's up to you to decide which part of the day it will be Bitei Ashai, and which part of the day it will be Bitei Aschiras. The flug, why should it be in Akimine? But it makes up to me whether it's in Yedei and Ischayafti or it's in Yedei in Pratichon, because if the first half of the day or the first day is Bitera Shaila, so he's already became a Chuyim. But then the second half of the day, the next day, is already Potter of Meiso Kidamako. Some Meile it could be considered as any day is Chayafti. But if the first half of the day is Bitera Schiras, so Meile, on the contrary, if the first step of the day was Bitera Shaila, so it was definitely Mechuyim. Then, the second step of the day, so it's a question whether he becomes Potter or not. So, if it is, let's say if the Marshal says to the Sheyam, you decide, so then we don't know. So we shouldn't discuss it. Shashir is a poor shawl of hot yain, bisoch of hot yain, shawl a yain bisoch of lemocho, soch a rachas, shawl rachas, umeiso. So again, if first is one behime is first bishayle, and the other behime is then bishayles, so when it's bishayle, you already became a chuyet, and if it is tail, that maybe it was already in the other behemah, which is bischiras. So it's a shaila whether it's in yedeya in the paratich. Hamashila imer shulameis. Bitiras vaday. He knows that shulameis. Behein, and he's in the position to know. In other words, he recognizes the behemah. The behemah is meiso. So he recognizes the shulam. Biyim shoy yisoshulamitz, bishas, bishor shoy yisoshulamitz. V'aloy meni yedeya. How come that the sheyal doesn't know at all? He's just as alert as the mashio. The answer is, so that's called a shema gerua. I mean, and the bori is a bori teiv, because the mashio, it's only a matter of common sense that he should know whether he's saying the truth or he's not saying the truth. Because there is a distinction between Bori Teib and Shema Gerua and Shema Teib and Bori Gerua. So that's why the Rishayim discuss it. Ha-Seicher Eimer Schur HaMeisa B'yeim Shoyso Schur HaMeisa B'sho Shoyso Schur HaMeisa V'alo Eimer Eini Yedeya is Potter. In other words, suppose the Seicher is staying in Tainas Vavad, and the Sheol, the Tevea, is staying Tainas Sofik, so then he's Potter, because what is Shaila, it's not a question whom to believe. One is staying Tainas Bori and the other one says he doesn't know. Now, by the moment there is a loch of Fedes. But there is halacha of nemonis of bal dovah. Who are the bal dvorim? The teveya and the nitva. So if there is an argument, both are tintan is bori, so then they are calling who's nemon. So there is halacha, there is a nige. So then the teveya is nemon. But if we say migal heitzi amrinon, but if we say migal heitzi loy amrinon, so it's not nemon. But certainly, Leipoteya would certainly say nige, because there is nemonis of tiny of baldovo. But here, there is only one baldovo. The other baldovo isn't in any tiny spori. So of course, the baldovo who is staying in tiny spori is nemon. So in the ratio, where the Teveya is the ten times Bori, so it's Nemon Lehetzi. Then in the Seife, where the Nitva is ten times Bori, so it's Nemon Lifter.
If that's true,
yeah.
So then why do you have to have the Seife case? Once you have the ratio already, so then what's the Chiddush of saying Bori?
That's Tesis Kashi. You should go over Tesis Kashi. והלא אימר אל ידי הפות הרבים תימה לרבונה ולרב יהודה דאמרה בורי ושם הבורי עודית המה יצטריך למיסנה הוכה דיפותה דהשת ברי שעש מיון דבורי עודית להיצי כל שכן הוכת להרזית ויש לימה דהיירה דיתונה ברי שדיבורי עודית חייב אשר תונה נמה סייפה יחייה ויפרה דיפותה אשר אינמה דיבורי דמאשיר עודיף מבורי דשאר, וכן שמו דמאשיר עודיף מדשאר, ולא הכניס לסייף להשמין עוד אפילו בורי דשאר לחושב קוראי, עדיף הם משם למאשיר. All right, so the Gemara says, so far we learned the Reisha and the Mitzias. Now is the Seif. זה אימר שולו וזה אימר סחולו, they are both 10 times boring. So Yish Bahasech, Sheshchurom is. So Rashi says, Yish Bahasech al Kamen Porich, Ma Shetoan al Hoid Alei, Veich Eksu Veshvu Ezu. In other words, maybe Mixas is Chai Veshvu Ezerais, but Kibar Hakko is not Chai Veshvu Ezerais. And Yishvu Ezerais is in the Rabbono. Now here, he says, Shulam Ezo. So, וזה אימר סחורו, so מה שטובה לא הוידה, ומה שהוידה לא טובה. So how is there a שווה? So the Gemara says, basic שווה ביניהם. So, ישוב השכר שסור המס, זה אימר אני ידע, וזה אימר אני ידע יחלק. Why is it יחלק? כסוב המומן עמות הוא בסוף יתיחל. So Tesis says here, a very strong question. No, we'll go over the thesis. The first thesis. That's a design of the dollar. V'yeyim shehoysa shulam eza. V'alo imena yidea. Okay, shola chotzi yey. Yisocha chotzi yey. There's nothing in that thesis. Lo yizu abzukatam. Lo yimi bo alo shola chotzi yey. V'yisocha chotzi yey. V'yisofi gomoru. V'yikal yite shakal yimechot. V'choshib drored remeine. What is called drored remeine? Drored remeine means something the loitan is saying, ye suffic with best. The more in Bumitzi, the loitan is saying, ye suffic with best. Let's say, Hamachlik por bachamech, v'nimtso ubro bitzida. Not Hamachlik por bachamech. Shir shenogach zapo. V'nimtso ubro bitzida. So we don't know when the uber is dead. So the question is, when did the Negicha take place? If the Negicha took place before the miscarriage, so then the Mazik is responsible for the miscarriage of Uber. But if the Negicha took place after the miscarriage, so it's not chayav. So suppose the mazik and the nizik are not around. Bez nitzal klebso. The subject is not established until the times. The subject is not just a letter. Suppose Reuven says to Shimon, this chefetz, this sefer that you have in your hands, that's mine. You stole it from me. So, suppose without the times, what would we say? So if I have a certain sefer, there is a presumption it's mine. This is mine. Or if somebody says, so suppose there wouldn't be any times. Would we say that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven? We meet two people on the street, so a subsequent advice, maybe this person owes money to the other person. So it's only the time is the second person. So then we say, Amitim Chaveri Olav Araye. And there, the Amitim Olav Araye, the Murze, is a bill. It's not a din. It's a bill. He has no rayas that Shimon borrowed from Reuven $100. Meichatese, should we say that he borrowed $100, so it's a mivara. But in the case of Shir Shemurach Sapporo, even without that tainus, so we see, there is a suffix. Still, the Chachamim say that Hamitzin Chaveirei Omov Orai. So, why are we saying Tiras Bil or not with Tiras Bil? But with Tiras Din, just as in Suri, there is a Chazoke, Cheskas. So Chazoke Mikore sometimes is a barrier and sometimes is a Din. For example, if we see that a certain woman, it was ignored and no one heard that she got married. So, if somebody wants to marry her, does he have to produce witnesses that she was never married? She was born in Pnei, so we presume that she is a Pnei. Halakha Mikor. But suppose a woman is divorced and she produces a get, but the get is no man, so we don't know when she was divorced. Let's say, and she was Mizane, let's say Nisi, and she produces a get, and it has no Zman. And the Eidim say that they saw she was Mizane in Nisi. So then, we certainly, there is a reason for Neino, she is crucial for Neino. But could Bezn, could Sanhedrin be convicted Chas V'Sholem? In other words, if a woman is Mizane, and then when she comes to Sanhedrin, she says, I received the get a year ago. Where is the get? I lost it. So then she'll get missing if she doesn't book. But if she's a crucial Mifoneinu, so Mele, so then it's a Chazoke with the Reyese. So in Isurin, we rely even in the case of where there is a reason for Neino, Mitzadin, not Mitzadbio, but to be a Dan, so something for Shislahoko, and to be made Simonei, if there is a reyese, so then we cannot be made Simonei. That's why the Chachamim say that by Shir Shenoga Zapor, the Nunzo Vitzido, and we don't know when the Nigicha to, when the miscarriage took place, whether before the Nigicha or after the Nigicha. So it's still a mitzvah Chavarai. Not b'tiras b'ur, but b'tiras din. Sumchas Yisrael. But sumchas wouldn't be chelik in the case where Reuven says to Shimon, "Hone li b'yotcho, v'alo imer, imer b'yot diklum, that chelik in chas v'sholem, because then it's a b'ur." So then it's a b'ur. So this is what Jesus is saying. Lo yizu avzu kotom. Lo yimi bo yesho alo chotzayim. Pisocho chotzayim. Because it's the same. So why below me boy porachas the speaker rabbi al filo bishte poras is yachle.
On the case of Shah, he on the Sokol Mocher, places in the Kuf, the
I will discuss this.
Rabbi, why is Parahas more of a subject than Shtei Paros?
Because since they are two Paros, some Mele, the Parahas. So.
I assume the subject is which part was the
Shoel,
which
part
was the...
No, Parahas means the subject is which day or which part of it. So, since it's more to be mistapic, you know, if it's the same poem, so it's more to be mistapic whether it was the first part of the day or the second part of the day. But two poems, so you can distinguish, you can identify, so maybe it's less of a subject.
Just generally on the case, so because I can't picture it in my head, when if you rent a tool or something like that from a sofer, and you rent it, and then you wheel and deal and you chisel it around and say, listen, I really need it for the whole day, give me the half day price, so you rent it for half day and give it to you as a show up for the other half day. Nobody ever defines whether you rented it for the morning till the noon and I give it to you till 5 o'clock anyway, or
so what do we just say?
What I'm getting at is, doesn't he just turn around and say, okay, I'll rent it to you for the whole day, but I'll give you the half day price, and it's really rented for the whole day? Why does it change status to a shoel? The idea of a sofer is in the business. He's just giving you a cheaper price.
If he says, I'm renting it to you for the whole day, but I'll charge you for half a day, so it's a special bargain. I mean, what does it do with this?
Okay, so there is no discussion,
there is no litigation. No litigation, unless the other party will say, no, it's not true. I mean, the masker will say, I didn't charge you for half a day, I charged you for the whole day. Then they'll have the same thing. All right. B'yeim shoyz ha-shulam b'yisom. V'aloim arini yedeya, ischai. B'gmore meike Rav Nachman, b'sheyeis eisek shvua b'neir. B'kosha levi. So in other words, since he's a Shurimayim, so Mitech Shin Yochel Yishba is Mishalei. What did it mean to him, so he saw? Shvur B'neir, in Moras Kai. Shmaz B'nei Monali B'yotcham, Alo Yemir Ani Yedei Achai. Leim Etab Yufte Rav Nachman Yitla, Monali B'yotcham, Alo Yemir Ani Yedei Arab Dune, Rav Yudah Amrachai, Rav Nachman Rav Yechan Amrapotah. Kidom Rav Nachman, another great case. כי אין שיהי סייסי שבוע ביניהם, הוכנמה כי שיהי סייסי שבוע ביניהם. בואי נתמיד. כי זה רובי. דיום הרובי מונה לי ביות. ואלוי מראים לו ביות אל החמישי. ואשור אני יודע. So is made a חמישי. So is a made a mixas. So if you would say חמשים, so I owe you. And חמשים I didn't borrow. So you would be mechuyev b'shvuyeh of made a mixas and the other chamishim. But he says the other chamishim is made of one chamishim, and the other chamishim says any idea. So he's mechuyev to swear that any idea. But but he cannot swear that he doesn't own the other chamishim, because he himself says he doesn't know, maybe he does own it. So mele is mechuyev lishba ben yochel shalei is mishal. Now, what's the hesbeah of Mitech Shilon? Mechuyev Shvuyeh ben Yochel Lishba is Mishal. The Gemara in Shvuyeh mentions a posse, but even though there is a posse, so there is it's a svara. The svara is very simple. In other words, Shvuyeh is not a mitzvah saseh. Shvuyeh is not a mitzvah saseh. On the contrary, the Mishnah in Shvuyeh says that when business, not only Shvuyeh, mixas, shomrim or shvesi yachod. So Bezdin says, suru no mo'ole ha'lashoyim mo'ele, that everybody who's in the Bezdin house should walk out of the house. Because if anybody agrees to swear b'shem Hashem, he's a rosh. But it's a din ator. Shvus ha'lishem tiye b'shneim. See, b'shneim, so why is he a rosh? The answer is, so the Ramban, the Kamitza says, ובשמי תשביה, אחרי הלשם מבטיח הנדלכו, ובוי סבוקו, ובי, ובשמי תשביה, אם יש לכו כלמיד אסוהינו, כגי דאובס, אין מוישה, אין ישראל יהיה, סודן אתם נשבע בשמי, ואם לא אבי אתם נשבע בשמי. So the question is, so how does Bezin impose Shvua upon any person who is not the Madrig of Dovis or Moshe or Giev? The answer is Bezin doesn't impose upon the Shvua. Bezin says, you are paying that you are poter, so we advise you to pay, not to be Nishba, because to be Nishba al Emes is a terrible thing, unless you are on a special Madrig. But if you insist not to pay, then you have to pay, so it's your choice. So what does Shvui mean? Shvui is a momentic hour. It means you pay all this way. Now the question is, what does it mean? Is it essentially a chiyuv money? He made him mix us, it's really chiyuv money. But he can patter himself of the chiyuv money by taking a shvui, or essentially it's a chiyuv shvui. But if he doesn't swear, he has to pay. I think that the machlokes in Gemara in Shvui is between Rabbi Seinu Shebi Bovel and Rabbi Seinu Shebi Arz Yisrael. Now the halacha is, if somebody is the choshed of a shvui, the mikzas, the mitzvah, is the choshed of a shvui, he cannot swear, he has no nemonis. So then the teveya is nishbat neitu. That's not konis chachon. And then suppose the Tebeya is also a Choshev. They're both Gazlan. So then there is a machlekes between Rabbi Seinu Shebi Bovel and Rabbi Seinu Shebi Arz Yisrael. That's Tesis mentions that Gemara in Shvuot, Achai Dar Sinan, Kigein Sheyein Shish Shvuot B'nei. The Rabbi Seinu Shebi Bovel say, Rabu Shmuel, say Chozro Shvuot L'Sinan. So then he's put Lissina.
What is that?
Chos Roshvua Lissina, where the Torah says, in Sinai, in the Sarasa Libres, Lissisa Shema Lishema Lekecha Lashok. So Mele, if somebody is a Choshu to swear falsely, so Mele, he cannot be trusted in the Shvui. He cannot be trusted in the Shvui, because he's a Choshu. So, and the Rabbi Seinu Shebi Arz Yisrael say, Chos Roshvua Limchuyav. Limchuyav lo. Since both are Hashudim, so then it goes back to the one who is Midrais Mechuyav. Who is Midrais Mechuyav to swear the Mitzvah? There is no Shvua of Mitzvah Mnei from Midrais, only Midrabono. So Mele, and if it's Chos Roshvua, so suppose the Chachamim wouldn't be Mitzaki. And the aloche of Choshed or Hashvua is a Shechinegi Zidolim. Then the aloche would be Vede. So then what would be the aloche be in the Raisa? So that the machleke between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimu Shem, over and on end, Rabbi Shimu Shem, Rabbi Shimu Shem, Rabbi Shimu Shem, say Chol Vashvua in Sinai. So it's what that means. But it's more than the Shimu Shem. But if it doesn't go, he has to pay. So Mele, in the case where Bezdin doesn't want to accept it, because he's a Choshev, he's a Gazlan, so then he can say to Bezdin, listen, I'm willing to swear. You don't believe me, that's your problem. So Mele is Chozo Shvua the Sinai, and he's Potter.
And how does this not focus your right to our
What?
How does this Machlokes apply to our
Gemara? All right, I didn't go over that thesis yet. So I just mentioned it in connection with the other thesis.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, they would not say Mitol Shem Yachol Yishav Mishalim?
That's right. The Gemara says in Shmuel Beferech that Rabbi Shmuel Achimik and the Din of Mitol Shem Yachol Yishav Mishalim.
That means that even if one is, that even if only there's one person that's just chashad ala shvua, so then according to Rabbi Shmuel, then you wouldn't have to pay either.
You wouldn't have to pay.
Even
the
guy
say the only the mitzvah is chayv shvua, the tveya is never chayv shvua. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, if the mitzvah is a chashad, so then he's potter again. Now. But I had one question. The Mishnah Mafti says, Shulim v'lerotzog lishba, so is Mishalim. Amar Avune mashbine yisei she'ina v'shus. Yitre she'ina, say Shemachinom says, Loi pashati, or Shemasocha says, Midin v'lenevda. So he says, so he is mechuyev to swear that we pashati or never. So if the Shema says, the Shemachim says, I don't want to swear, I don't like to swear, even emes. So then he's mishal. So of course, so there's no giving me yeshekeach. But Ravune says he has to. To swear Sheina Beshus, because Shemoina knows something. Maybe he wants to have that baby. So the question is, Daflamedalet in a
matter.
The first
one.
I'm sorry, but the case itself, he was not
Kitta Chabego or something. Then the Behema was made. So.
He's
a Shemachino. And the Shevachimim is saying that Loi Pashati was very important. So Besni tells him, you say Loi Pashati was, you have to swear this way. So he said, oh no, I don't want to swear. So Besni tells him, all right, so you have to pay. So he says, fine, I pay. So Rabbi says, but he still has to swear that Inna Beshus. But so that Shvuye is like a mitzvah. How can there be such a
mitzvah?
Abune says it. How can there be such a mitzvah? So, you say...
Why is it considered a mitzvah?
Because if Bezdin doesn't give him the alternative to pay, so it's like a mitzvah, don't call it a mitzvah. Well, what will call it? Aveire? So Bezdin tells him,
you have
to do
it
aveire.
Say that it's part of the din.
If Bezdin didn't establish that it wasn't for Shuso, then it would be like Bezdin was for Shuso to Gzela, because it would turn out that I was for Shale, but it's
okay, for Shuso. But call it whatever you want. But the fact is, you can't call it a chiyuv. Chiyuv means swear or pay.
What?
But he pays, and still he has to swear. So it's like a mitzvah.
Well, this would be in the case like it was Mesa and it was buried or gone and the way that thing died. And
yeah, I mean, he says he's a Shemachino. So only if he was Pesheya. So then he's Chaya. Let's say he took it to a place where his sun is burning.
Yeah.
Or it's icy. So he says, no, I didn't take it to a Shemachino. So then he says, you have to swear. So he says, I don't want to swear. I don't want to be a Hoshi. So Bezdin says,
so
to pay. So still Bezdin tells him, but you have to swear another. Not his Bashati board, but in a Bashati.
If the Mafia was relying enough on an Ammonus, the person that he gave it to trust him with the Kathila, then why don't we trust the Ammonus, the person, to say later on?
Oh, I see. I can't tell you, Kabuna, this is what Kabuna says. That might be an easy solution. Now let's see a Lashon
Hara. No, let's talk about Rabbuna's case of Kaina Bershus. I'm talking about the first case where Bezdin wants to make him swear the Lord of Shad.
There's the Torah. Shvuz HaDishem Kiyim Shneya. What do you mean?
Bezdin
does what the Torah says.
That's right. The Torah says.
Yeah. I was bothered by that question many, many years. And I discussed it many days, and no one gave it an answer. But only yesterday, on Mishkovi Balelis, so I thought of it as the Rambam. That Rambam I knew. Perikvot, Milcha Shaila Upikot, Haloche Ale, Shemechimam Shomar Areini Mishal, Veini Mishba, Ima Pikodein Dovo, Shekol Mini Shop, Umotsu Beshuk, Liknis Kimesi, Kim Perei Isuyer, Yishal Tsemer, Yishal Tishton, Hashobis, Bichol Yonom, Oy Kere Shem Tzioris, Bichol Chayetz Ben Haim, Shalei Vein Nishmako. Avol, in Hoyo Pekodin Behemo, Oy Beget Tzuya, something special, you know, with a special zines, you couldn't go to the store and get it. Oy Kli Misukon, Oy Dovo Shem Meitzin, Kis Gimeisi Bishuk, Chei Shishim, Shem Einot Nosam Vein, ומשבין איסי ביתקונס חכמים שבוע ביתידס חייפץ שהנה ביושוסי ואחר כך משאו והוא הדין לשאו השומע כי נשאו שומע מייסו ומידניבו ושבסוך או בעשיכר שומע מידניבו לשאו בו אף על פי שנחיוב עם משאו ומשבין איסו שבוע שהנה ביתקונס ואחר כך משאו מין מייבאנו להחיפת שונחישנוי שונחישנוי So, the din of the Rambam is something that is nishad. And my admission says, it's very nishad. But the Rambam mentions two things. שנחינום שונה הרינו משלם ואינו נשבע. אם הפיקודם דובר שכל מיני שווה ומוצא בישוק לתסכמייס. So, מוצא בישוק לתסכמייס is a din possible, as everybody knows. Because if it's Moscow Shuk, why should it be a Cheshish? Ain't no person, it's not something, it's not a special thing, it's not a special clue. You can go to any, to the market and get it. What's the big deal? But he says, Ima pikodin dobo she kol minei shove. What the shove means? Same. It's the same price in every store. So then there is no shosh of she. There is no aloche of Mashbin is Shushin Beshushin. Because there are two prerequisites in order that he shouldn't be mechuyev to swear Shushin Beshushin. One is that it's Motzei Bishuk. You can get it in any store. And the other one, that the price is fixed. No matter what store you go, you pay, let's say, $20. But if, let's say, in most stores, so you'll have to pay $20. But in one store, so it's a different price. So then he has to pay. Some millet that will be attacked. It's not a mitzvah. We only tell him in the case where there is a real chashash that he likes to have that behemoth, so mimele the yimaswe.
If it's always the first prerequisite, if it's unavailable in a shuk,
it's always available. So then he doesn't have to swear.
Rebbe saying that by behemoth you can't say kol mino shava. He likes this behemoth. So
no, behemoth you call out the same price of the behemoth. But sometimes it's a special behemoth. It's a special behemoth. You couldn't get in any other store. Only this behemoth.
So the Kum is only talking about that case.
What is that?
Rav Kuna is only talking about that case.
That's right.
So if one of these conditions are missing, then he just has to pay without taking a...
So he doesn't have to swear. He doesn't have to swear. All right, now, let's go to Hades. Bigmora Meikara, Rav Nachman, Kishayesh, Esek, Shvor, Bineh. Because of it, the might so it moved me off. The lab of Havel in the Huish, we are the guilt. The Omari must hear the Stabbers in me, the Gidalgmas. Now, there are two questions, whether it's Gidalgmas. Then there's another question. Maybe the true Mesos, even Gidalgmas. So, once we, you certainly have to swear that Gidalgmas. Because maybe there was a pierce of them, the Amechuyev anyway, even if it's four years. And Mele, the Kedagmis, while the story maski are survivors, does the Gemara have to be replied in Mishneh, the case of two porous, three porous? So Mele, he has to swear on one, and then the Kirshin Yochalishba, and he's made it one, so. And the other one is not made, he says, in Yidea, some male is Mechuya Shvir Yachalishba, even without two poras, in one poet. So he should be able to give, make him swear, make him pay. Because the marshal says to the sheol, at least you have to swear, L'chola Pachas, you have to swear that with Alchemist or that you own Peshea. And since you have to swear this way, Shvoi Satero, some male, I'll be guilty, you have to swear that Shulam is on, that he doesn't know, because he himself says any idea. Some male, since he cannot, not without recourse to Mitir Shin Yochaliba Mishale. Because Shvuyah by itself, by definition, means either swear or pay. Some mele, you have to pay. Without the halacha of Mitir Shin Yochaliba Mishale.
Rebbe, when the Mishnah then says Chayyah,
it still says that means to pay.
It doesn't mean
Chayyah Shvuyah. That's right. You should have to pay Shvuyah, but you still have to pay because you would make Shvuyah. That's right. So, and there was a day in one, the Blavoch Havel in Mechuyev Shvuyah al the Yogu. Mechuyev Shvuyah al the Yogu, Domer in Maskia, Ishtabel in Mies, the Chidar Kameiso. While the day, Yogu, Tzolch Lish, Bad Yishur Kameiso. Ben Yochel Lish, Bad, because he himself says he doesn't know, to come on an idea, and he says, Yochel Lish, Bad, Mishal, Toch Anam in Forest, Big Mare Masnisi. The Dikton is Eim Ashur, the Eim Ashur. Yishba, Shesrua Meisa, and there it's not really Mixas, so the Gemara says, Al de Gilgul, Shemizba Al de Gilgul, Bechem bin Tziyase, Hasecher Al Yimea Shesrua Meisa, Va'alo Emer in Yidea Pota, Va'amai Pota, Lema Le Yishtaba Le Yichidah Kameis Alech Lapachas, Va'al Yidei, Va'al de Gilgul, Yishtach Lishba, De Shesrua Meisa, How can he be Mashpia in Shafiq? Yochelu Mashpia Sikh al the Yogum Matir. Well, how do we know? Because where do we learn the Aloha of Yogum Shwe? From saying, the Omro Yisho Omen Omen. Omen Yise, Omen Yishacher. Omen Shalisotisi Nisuo, Omen Shalisotisi Ahusu. So in other words, the Baal is Mashbia, I mean the Kayev, I'll be the Baal. So it's Mashbia her that she was not Mizani. And she says, Omen, Omen. She accepts the Shvoi. So it's considered, Koleine, Omen, Acha, Shvoi, Kimeiti, Shvoi, and Pid. Why does she say to Omen, Omen? Because the Kayev is Mashbia, Omen, Shalishatisi, Mizeh, Omen, Shalishatisi, Mishachet. In other words, when is there a din of Seide? If the Baal says to the Eidim, I'll Tistam Mishraim. And then she's Nistam with Mishnayim, with that person whom she, against whom she won, she would, shouldn't have privacy with him. So then he takes her to the care, if the Baal wants, he takes her to the care. And this must be her, and then it must be my memory. And if Klapishmai is Galia, that she was Mizame, so then the my memory are Beidik. So from that we learn out the aloha of Gilgush, where by the moment is also, even to the extent that Heichon Magia Gilgush, where the Gemara says that Chav Chesin in Yudushin, that if a person says to him, if he's Mechuyev to swear because he really mix us, and then he says, swear another Shwe from me, that you didn't sell yourself as an individual to me. So even to that extent, there is a din of Gilgul Shvuah.
Does Gilgul Shvuah need a Torea?
Of course, a Torea. Without a Torea, how can you be in Gilgul Shvuah?
I mean, by so
doing,
what's the first
shvuah
that would be
in regard to that? That she was not Mizaneh with the man with whom she was Nistah, and against whom the husband was Mekamet.
That itself is actually, we have Adam that now she was Nistah with that man again.
That's right.
So that's the father.
That she was
that's the regular
Yeshua. Suppose there are no Adam that he was Mekamet, let's say, Bechot, or she herself is made Adam. So then, it's not in the Sefer, because Balkanah Yehud and Esmah Yehud. Yehud does not establish any Sefer of Znus. But here, since he was becoming to her, and he has reason to become to her, he wasn't becoming just from a stranger, because he was Chishish. So Melee establishes a
Sefer. And Gilgul Shvuah was Isha.
Or, that Shalosh Tisi Ahusma, the original Shvuye was that she was not Mizane or Mizane, but with that man. Or that is the Yudu Shvuye means that she was not Mizane with that man before the Mizane. Yeah, the same thing.
And Rebbe mentioned to what extent does Gilgul Shvuah go? I imagine.
The Gemara says that he, let's say, when he became Chuyi Shvuye, for whatever reason, so then he can impose upon him to swear that he didn't engage himself as he's ever given to him.
Why would one have to swear such a Shvuah?
That's because the cost of the Chuyi Shvuye.
So he's going even so far to a ridiculous thing.
Now then you ask, so that is like a mitzvah? Well, so that's not like a mitzvah, because if he says, I engage myself for 6 years for $600, $6,000, so then he doesn't have to swear it, he gives him $600 or $6,000. So it's not like a mitzvah, it's also like a chiyuv. There is no shvuyah that is like a mitzvah. Oh. וכן במציאס השכר עם אשר שזכו המיש ועלו עיני אין ידי הפוטה ומאי פוטה ואימא להשתב לי יחיד אף מיש ועל בגיל ולהסתכליש ועל בשכו המיש דאף הופי שמאס כתאים סופי יוכל הוא להשפיע שכר ובגיל ומתאר וגם הוא למסייטר פרייזר כמה ידושי ובסייטר נאמה וציינר עם ידיה וציינר עם ידיה מה יחליקו Name and take him Yahweh, he has to swear that Mesopidaka was in the chair. And he takes him Yahweh, all the guilt is in the shouting. The nearly read that the terrors begin by all the ship. Then the Galgalin Elotish and Mitva Tain Vada, Dunya the safe, Shetianus Mavai, Abobadesha the safe, Shamitva Tain Shemo in Galgal, do we have a Dunya the safe? אך קושי, מציאס, שהשכר תאים ודא. אין רי דמי רקיש, דמציאס. What is the מציאס? And the Mashiach, the Maskil says, any idea is potter, because the Mashiach doesn't know. So the question is, but let him swear at least that the Knesset Darko, there was no Pshia, Menele Yobinigalvel, a Shwe, that Tzhura Meisah, and he cannot swear because he himself says any idea, so Menele you have to be Mishal. Ach koche, mitzies es asich at him vaday. Vein ri di mayre ki shem amine hamash. Mamesh eimer shekid arka meis. He believes him that kid arka meis. Vein maskiki lish balkach. Vein et heime. Do we have a dini risei? Vizei mashua, vizei masor. So both are pain bori and is not mamine. Di mayre ki shem amine. דוח את מילסי, דיבסים שאתה אמה שירי, שעשיך משקר, אין רוגל להמיני, אבל כפי עשה רוגל להמיני, כי נשאו נדע,